Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend, David Gebler. David is the author of The Three Power Values, How Commitment, Integrity, and Transparency Clear the Roadblock to Performance. David, tell us how we can find your book and you, please.
The easiest place is to go to our website, which is powervalues.com. And you can see how we've been working with companies to really understand how to use their corporate culture, even small businesses, to reduce the roadblocks to performance. So powervalues.com is the easiest way to find it.
I'm so glad that you're addressing the concept of values, David. I've been talking about values for this whole century, and especially in the area of how I call it in my next book I'm working on, David. There's a chapter where I talk about the one-letter suffix that's changing the marketplace. And that's the S on the end of value. You know, for most of our life, David, for most of the history of the marketplace, value was the driving coin of the realm for customers. They wanted value. Today, value is merely table stakes. You put an S on that, and that's what people are looking more for now. Not only customers, but employees too. They're evaluating. They're assuming you're going to give them value, because if you don't, they know they can get it somewhere else real easy. It seems to me that people are looking for some evidence of values. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. I think part of the challenge is to take it out of being a conceptual buzzword and make it something that is real for each individual business owner. One of the biggest challenges about using words like values or ethics is that for the business owner that's pressured to just be bringing in enough income, this feels like, well, this is too soft. You know, this is too soft. I don't really need to be thinking about this. I'm an honest person. And therefore, if I'm honest, I tend to not think that I need to go to that next step and think about this. And so therefore, you find yourself working just at that brass tacks trying to bring income in, but in some ways really leaving money on the table, because I agree with you completely that understanding the relationship you have to have with the people that are your stakeholders is going to be critical. I mean, values to me are the relationship with a whole bunch of stakeholders. And those stakeholders are not only your employees, but your customers, as well as the communities that you're trying to serve.
Can I stop you for a second, David? There's something you just said that I want to land on for a second. You were saying here's a business owner who's trying to make a living, trying to get the business going, and they think that they don't have time. You know, they feel they're honest and dealing in good faith, and you know, what else should I, you know, is there some deficiency? Well, the truth is, if that's how you are, if you really are honest, if you really do take care of customers, if you really are dealing in good faith, then that's what Camus called integrity has no need of rules. You're already doing that. You don't have to work that hard. You don't have to work any harder. Just be transparent. Have integrity. Use ethics. And if you're already doing that, that comes across. You don't have to try extra hard. You don't have to have another job doing that. You're already doing it. But now comes to the point of what you're about to say, David, which is, how do you somehow, without being, you know, without taking advantage, how do you find a way to put that out there where people can see it?
One of the best stories I've ever heard it's getting a long story, but Tom Peters, the famous consultant and advocate, this is about 15, 16 years ago, he told the story to small business owners about this exact point. So this was in California, where at the time, they probably still have it, for contractors, people working on any type of home repair. There was a one-year state law that said that the customer had the right to come back to the contractor and get repairs done for the jobs.
Right.
And so a lot of these contractors were hesitant to want to talk to the customers until after a year, because why should they stir up trouble?
Right.
And Tom Peters admonished them and said, no, you're absolutely wrong. what you should be doing is in month 11, you contact them and you say, hello, David, how's it going with the new bathroom? Mm-hmm. I want you to know that under state law, you have a right within 12 months. If there's anything that I did that's not such the standard, you can actually have me repair it for free.
Right.
That month is, that 30 days is to the end of the year, and I want to make sure you know your rights mm-hmm. as a citizen
mm-hmm.
and let you know about that. And he said, inevitably, people would say, wow, that's really nice of you to do that. No, the bathroom's great, but you know what? I'm thinking about doing the kitchen.
Or I'm going to tell my brother he's doing one right now, and I'd forgotten about you guys.
Right, exactly. And so you demonstrate that you care.
That's
so for
exactly
me, what the
right.
fun part art is that you have to translate the concept of ethics and values
right.
into a very specific behavior thing you're going to do mm-hmm. that's appropriate, obviously, for your business. And when you can start to translate it into a behavior, you've got the best shot of actually.
And that's a compelling. Behavior that makes people want to line up to go to work for you and line up to buy from you.
Exactly. And people remember that.
Yeah.
People, if you look at the generation we live in now with social media, what are the stories on Facebook and YouTube that
yeah.
go viral in a positive sense?
Right.
And that's when you start to see these small acts of doing a little bit extra.
Yep.
And I'm not saying do it cynically. I'm not saying
be nice just because...
But you know what?
It's
something that you probably should be doing anyways, and you know what? This is a chance to demonstrate it.
It's time to be aware that people are watching for that. And so if that's the way you behave, demonstrate it. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim. So
David
much.
Gebler, ladies and gentlemen, The Three Power Values, outstanding book. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.